Hallelujah, let's go ahead and appreciate the King of Kings and bless His name. You see, one of the things I've discovered with God is God is a God of seasons and times. And the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1, it says, to everything under the sun, it said, there is a time and a season to every purpose. I'm just paraphrasing. So it's very important for you to know that we are in a very strategic season where God is in need of men. I know so many of us, what we have been taught or what we know is that we need God. Yes, very true. Without Him, we cannot succeed. John chapter 15 verse 5, he said, from verse 1 to 5, Jesus speaking, he says, I am the vine. He said, ye are the branch. He said, without me, ye can do nothing. But you see, one of the things I've discovered from scriptures by understanding is that God is all-knowing. God is almighty. God knows everything. He can do anything. But you see, God is limited on the earth when He has not found the man. Ezekiel chapter 30 verse 22. He said, I sought for a man that would stand in the gap, that I would not destroy the land. Sorry, Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30, rather. He said, I sought for a man that would stand in the gap, that would not destroy the land. But he said what? I found none. Now, this is a scripture that is very strategic. Now, it means that if God finds a man, there is no measure of what He can do with that man. Of course, we see the life of Elijah and we wonder how he had so much power, so much authenticity, so much originality of God's raw demonstration of the Spirit. And we begin to wonder, it was because Elijah was the only man who made himself available for God in a land where God had 7,000 prophets who had never kissed Baal, but they were hiding in the cave. So, one man with God is the majority. It's very important. So, if you want to matter in destiny, if you want to matter in life, if you want to stand at the cutting edge, if you want to be a vessel of honor, a vessel that God will be able to trust and do mighty works through, then you must understand that God is in need of men. You must be able to take advantage of the scripture to make yourself available. God is not looking for competent men. He is looking for men that are available. Men that are available. Men that are available in that your territory where you are, in that your family where you are. God is looking for a man. God has placed the destiny of every nation, every family, every territory in a man. David was a man. But God placed the destiny of the children of Israel in him. He placed the destiny of a nation in a man. So when a man makes himself available for God, then that man becomes an instrument of God for the season, for the times, and most of the time for generations. That is why there are men who have died, but we cannot forget them. And there are men who are alive, but we cannot remember them. The difference is availability to kingdom purpose. Most people today, all they know is, God, do this for me. God, do that for me. God, yes, God is capable and He has capacity to do what you are asking Him for. But what will you do for God? What will you do for God? God said, I am seeking for a man. I need a man. Now, no wonder the body of the Christian on earth, the believers on earth, they are called the body of Christ. Why? Because Christ is represented in us. He will not come from heaven and begin to kick out the devil. No, we are his hand. We are his leg to go to preach the gospel. We are his hand that will lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. We are his mouth to speak his word. We are his ear to hear from the frequency of heaven and be able to legislate his counsel upon the earth. So this is very important. So if God finds a man that he is ready to unleash his agenda upon the earth, he's ready. Now look at scriptures. Exodus chapter 3 verse 1, the Bible says something. Let's read that scripture. But that was where, you know, God encountered Moses. God encountered Moses. The Bible says, let me read from verse 1, Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. It said, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. Hallelujah. Verse 2, he said, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. Verse 4, and when the Lord saw that he turned aside, in other words, Moses made himself available to see. He said, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said unto him, Moses, Moses, he said, and he said, here I am. That is availability. Verse 5, he said, draw nigh hither, put off your shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Now, let me stop there for the sake of time. Now, if you read down to verse 7 said, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of the children of Israel, and I have now come down to deliver them. Now, number one question is, Lord, you have come down. Why are you coming to meet me? Number two is, Lord, you have come down. Why not go straight to Egypt and deliver them? God is in need of a man. We are in the days where people pray. The moment we pray, where most times when we pray, we call upon the God of Elijah. But we are in a season of iniquity. We are at the intensity of satanic oppression, and God is looking for the Elijahs of God. God is not Amagadia Gadabada. Is looking for the Elijahs of God, men that will stand and throw down the altars of Baal in their families, in territories, in nations, so that the hand of God and the gospel can be lifted up again. Will you make yourself available? People who will carry the fire of God. People who will carry the authenticity of God. People who will burn for God in the flame that the devil cannot quench. God is looking for men that will stand in the gap so that he will not destroy the land. But in the days of Ezekiel, say, I found none. Hey. In the millions of people that were existing that time, God said he found no. Hey, God, may I not be wanting. Ayagada. May I not be wanting. May I be found by you. When you come and say, I am looking for a man, may David be available. Put your name there and say, may I be available. May I be available. May I be available? I'm going to be itemizing few places where God needs men. God needs men. God needs men. I can tell you how God is limited if he doesn't find a man. Why? Because it is a law of nature. If God, he said, I have given, said, the heavens of the heavens. I think that is Psalm 115 verse 16. He said, the heavens of the heaven belong to the Lord. He said, but the earth has he given to the sons of men. So God does not invade the earth anyhow. He comes into the earth by the permission and by a man bringing him into the scene. If not, the devil is going to accuse him. And God can never be accused. He's a righteous God, so he will never cross his boundary of legal oppression and jurisdiction. So it's very important. So when God finds a man and says, this person, I want to use this person so that I will be able to pass through that person and operate. And that is what Satan does as well. When the devil wants to operate on the earth, he finds a human being through which he will operate in. He will find that individual. He will find that person and operate through that person by a means of possession or influence, the way he influenced Peter. Peter was not possessed when he said, you know, Jesus was talking to them. I think that should be Matthew chapter 16. He was talking to them that, I'm going to go to the cross and so on. I'm going to be killed so that I'll be able to fulfill the salvation plan. And the Bible said that Peter said to Jesus, let it be far from you, my master. And the Lord turned to him and said, I rebuke you. He said, get behind me, Satan. Now, it was not that Peter was Satan or Peter was possessed by Satan. No, he was being manipulated and influenced. His thoughts were manipulated and were influenced by Satan. So Jesus, knowing that he had to address the root of the thoughts of Peter. So that was what happened. He had to address the root. He knew that the moment he said, get behind me, Satan. He didn't say, Peter, get behind. If he told Peter that, Peter, shut up, the devil will still come through. He addressed the root. Hallelujah. So God needs a man. He needs a man. He needs you. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I am available. I am available. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer and say, Lord, I am available. I am available to execute your counsel. Let me be the man you are finding you want to use in the realm of finances, in the realm of the gospel, to take the gospel to nations, to take the gospel to America, to take the gospel to Asia, to take the gospel to Australia, Antarctica, and several nations, Asia, China, where the devil is running around like a mad dog. Lord, I am available to be sent to places where the gospel will prevail, in the dark land of Africa, where there's some of the nations where the gospel has never even gone before. Lord, I am available. Raketosia ikututumba ekatwake tumbe kite kumbaladado. Yeshu da. I am available in the name of Jesus. One of the areas where God wants, I'm going to be mentioning a few places where God wants to find me. Number one of them is spiritual. God is looking, the problem of man is spiritual. The foundation of the problems of man is spiritual. It was after Adam disobeyed God that he died spiritually. So the origin of man's problem, anything that man is experiencing today negatively, originates from the spirit realm. Originates from the spirit realm. Or it comes from the spirit realm. So that is why Jesus was speaking in parable one time. He said, while men slept, he said, the enemy came to sow tares. Child of God, can I tell you, the manifestation of the things you see negatively in the daytime, they all started in the night season. So a man who watches over his spiritual life is a man who is going to make headway and succeed physically. So the problem of man is spiritual. So God is looking for men that will stand, that will go for him. men that will go for him to the nations to preach the gospel, to preach the gospel, to preach the gospel, to make known the name of Jesus. He said that God is has sent his son, that is, what's it called, John chapter 3, verse 16, to say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So God has died. He has sent his son. He has provided the same problem, but it takes men to take the message to the place where the message is needed so that salvation can come to mankind. That is why in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11, the Bible says something is said that he gave some pastors, he gave some prophets, evangelists, teachers, and apostles. He said for the work of the ministry, for Christians to come into maturity. So God is looking for those who will come into those offices so that the will of God, the plans of God will be found, that will be made known or will be expressed on the earth. Number two, God is looking for intercessors. God is looking for those who will pray and bring the will of God into existence on the earth. Like I told you, when a man begins to pray, I say, Lord, you know, one of the prayers that Jesus taught his disciples, the only place he taught them to pray, he said, our Father who art in heaven, he said, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Thy will be done on earth. God's will cannot be done on earth until he finds a man. Until he finds an intercessor, until he finds a man that will stand in the gap. That nation, you need to intercede for your nation. You need to intercede for your family. You need to intercede for Christians. You need to intercede for those believers who are coming up, for strength to come into their lives so that they will be able to stand for God. You need to intercede for so many things. Pray for people. Learn to pray. Most people are too selfish with their prayers when they pray. Me, my family, and myself, and my relative. No, a man who is selfless is a man who will live for generations. Like I told you, there are people who have died. We cannot forget them. People like Oral Robert, people like Kennedy Hagin, people like A. Allen, people like even those who are alive today. The product of intercession has made them great, that we feel their impact around the world. People like Pastor E. Adeboye, people like Bishop David Oyedepo, Dr. Paul Enenche, several of them, God's generals who are leaving a mark on the shores of time, leaving their signature on the document of time and eternity. You must make up your mind to become an intercessor. Intercessor is not limited. It must not be a pastor before you be an intercessor. Intercession means praying for others. Job chapter 42 verse 10, he said the afflictions of Job left him when he prayed for his friends. One of the things you must know, when you pray for others, your answers come without you stressing yourself praying for them. And then lastly, I'm going to be stopping here. There are so many areas, but God is looking for those who will become his end time treasurers. In the realm of finances, you know, I listened to Apostle Johnson Suleiman one time, and he said something. He said, there is a preaching army, there is a paying army. You may not go on the mission field, but you need to understand where God is calling you. Discover it. You understand where God is calling you. Discover it and walk towards it. And to preaching the gospel, that one is for all believers. But going on mission, reaching nations, and dedicated to the work as full time is not for everybody. There are people who will be at the backside interceding. There are people who are also, you know, who are going to be contributing towards the mission by giving and so on. There are people that cannot count the life. If you are still struggling with tithe, how can you sponsor the gospel? Your people are still battling with tithe. While some people are paying tithe more than 10%, you are still struggling with 10%. So it means you are not making your resources available for God. Start small. You may be giving in, it could be you are giving $100. It could be $50. It could be $20. It could be $10. It could be $5. It could be $5,000. It could be $1,000. It could be $1,000,000. I know of a man that always give to Riabonki's crusade every time. $1,000,000. Any crusade Riabonki was going, $1,000,000. And he's one of the richest pastors in America today. And people are criticizing all over. Oh, see, you cannot pay the price for prosperity and not be rich. That devil is a liar. I cannot. So, one of the ways to tap into the secrets of kingdom wealth and kingdom prosperity is taking the issue of the kingdom personal, financing kingdom projects, no matter how small it is. Start at your level. Start at what you can afford. Start at your level. God is taking somebody places in the name of Jesus. Because of time, I want you to lift up your right hand and say, Father, I am available. Send me, Lord. Send me, Lord. Send me, Lord. And I'm going to be praying right now. As we are praying right now, God is releasing anointing over the lives of people who are called into the prophetic ministry, called to be a kingdom financer. Called to be a kingdom, somebody who is going to stand at the place of intercession. Receive grace now to pray. Grace to pray. Grace to pray. Grace to pray. Grace to pray for us. In the name of Jesus, I decree the spirit of prayer is coming upon somebody right now. Receive it. Take. If you have never spoken in the Holy Ghost before, receive it now. Take the fire. It could take it, bagadagabaya. A shiki atabo. Maradi esu. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Glory to Jesus.